You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 3, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why Black farmers lead the fight for climate justice agenda. Civil rights organizations and climate policy groups have united around a joint agenda. Organizations such as the NAACP and local agricultural collectives are framing land retention as essential to national environmental health. For decades, discussions surrounding environmental policy focused primarily on wilderness conservation or urban emissions. Today, policy advocates recognize that true climate resilience requires addressing historical land dispossession and agricultural inequities. Media outlets like Nonprofit Quarterly highlight how Black land retention serves as a core pillar of modern economic repair and ecological stewardship. This powerful movement links the legacy of rural civil rights struggles directly to environmental justice initiatives. By connecting historical broader civil rights activism with sustainable farming practices, advocates demonstrate that restoring Black land ownership helps reverse environmental degradation. Understanding this joint policy push requires examining the deep historical roots behind modern agricultural headlines. The struggle for Black agricultural land began immediately following the American Civil War. In 1865, Union General William T. Sherman issued Special Field Orders No. 15. This decree promised 400,000 acres of confiscated coastal land in Georgia and South Carolina to formerly enslaved families. However, President Andrew Johnson quickly revoked the order later that year. Land was returned to former Confederate slaveholders, trapping millions of Black families in exploitative sharecropping arrangements. These failed post-emancipation policies forced Black agricultural workers into decades of severe economic hardship. Despite these systemic obstacles, Black families saved money and collectively purchased farmland. By 1920, Black agricultural land ownership reached its historic peak. Black producers operated over 925,000 farms and held title to an estimated 16 to 19 million acres of farmland. Black farmers represented roughly 14% of all farm operators in the United States at that time. Over the course of the 20th century, however, Black landowners lost over 90% of their land. This rapid collapse resulted from coordinated violence, economic coercion, and institutional discrimination within federal agencies. Federal policy played a direct role in stripping Black families of their land. Local county committees administered federal farm loans, disaster assistance, and crop subsidies for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. These all-white committees routinely rejected Black applicants or delayed loan decisions until after planting seasons had passed. Delays prevented Black producers from buying seed and fertilizer on time. Crop failures naturally followed, pushing Black farm owners directly into foreclosure and tax sales. Systemic bias worsened during the late 20th century. In 1983, the USDA disbanded its internal Office of Civil Rights. For over a decade, federal officials left thousands of civil rights complaints completely uninvestigated. This structural failure led directly to Pigford v. Glickman in 1999. The lawsuit resulted in a historic settlement that eventually disbursed over $2 billion across two phases to Black farmers. Despite these payments, individual awards averaging $50,000 were far too small to restore millions of lost acres. Legal loopholes created another severe mechanism of land loss known as heirs property. Jim Crow laws historically prevented many Black Southerners from accessing legal services to write formal wills. When a landowner died without a will, the property passed down generationally as undivided fractional shares held under tenancy in common. Under tenancy in common rules, every heir owns an undivided percentage interest in the entire physical property rather than a specific piece of dirt. Outside real estate speculators routinely exploit this legal arrangement through forced partition sales. A speculator buys a small fractional share from a single distant relative for a fraction of its market value. State laws historically permitted any co-tenant, regardless of ownership size, to petition a judge for a partition sale. Judges routinely decide that physically dividing farmland among dozens of heirs is impractical. Consequently, courts order the entire family property sold at public auction. Commercial investors outbid cash-poor family members, stripping generations of accumulated wealth in a single court proceeding. The economic impact of this dispossession is staggering. A landmark 2022 study published by the American Economic Association estimated that black land loss resulted in over $326 billion of compounded lost wealth between 1920 and 1997. To address this deep financial legacy, Congress passed Section 1005 of the American Rescue Plan Act in 2021. The provision promised up to 120% debt relief for socially disadvantaged minority farmers who held federal loans. However, white farmers filed reverse discrimination lawsuits, such as Wynn v. Vilsack, to halt the program. Federal judges issued preliminary injunctions, ruling that using explicit racial classifications violated the Equal Protection Clause of the Fifth Amendment. Courts determined that the federal government failed to prove the debt relief was narrowly tailored to resolve specific past discrimination. To overcome legal paralysis, Congress repealed Section 1005 in 2022 and created Section 22007 under the Inflation Reduction Act. Known as the Discrimination Financial Assistance Program, DFAP, this race-neutral alternative allocated $2.2 billion to any farmer who suffered documented past USDA loan discrimination. By 2024, the USDA disbursed DFAP funds to over 43,000 farmers and forest landowners. While financial compensation under DFAP offers short-term relief, advocates emphasize that long-term repair requires permanent land access and title security. Federal lawmakers introduced the Justice for Black Farmers Act to enact comprehensive structural reforms. Introduced by Senator Cory Booker and Representative Alma Adams, the bill remains pending in congressional committees. The legislation seeks to create an equitable land access service within the USDA to grant land parcels of up to 160 acres to eligible black producers. The Justice for Black Farmers Act specifically targets the legal obstacles surrounding heirs' property. The bill increases authorized funding for the USDA relending program to resolve ownership and succession on farmland from $5 million to $50 million annually. These funds provide capital to intermediary institutions that help family members buy out fractional shares and secure clear titles. Furthermore, the bill funds pro bono legal aid, allows flexible documentation for USDA program eligibility, and incentivizes states to adopt the Uniform Partition of Heirs Property Act. Black workers historically engaged in a continuous struggle for economic justice, and this legislation represents a modern continuation of that fight. Environmental advocacy groups emphasize that securing land title for black producers yields profound ecological benefits. Small-scale black producers have historically practiced low-input, sustainable agriculture rooted in indigenous and African knowledge systems. Historical black agronomists, including George Washington Carver, pioneered soil restoration techniques long before modern terminology emerged. These methods include cover cropping, crop rotation, compost application, and reduced tillage. In modern climate science, these traditional techniques are recognized as regenerative agriculture. Regenerative practices actively promote carbon sequestration. Photosynthesis allows crops to absorb atmospheric carbon dioxide and store carbon deep within the soil matrix. Soil carbon sequestration builds rich organic matter, improves moisture retention, and prevents erosion during severe droughts and torrential downpours. By supporting black farm owners, federal climate investments directly convert agricultural soil into resilient underground carbon sinks. Land retention initiatives directly support communities located on the front lines of environmental degradation. Frontline communities are populations that face the earliest and most severe consequences of climate change, such as urban heat islands, toxic pollution, and flooding. Historically, discriminatory urban planning and industrial zoning concentrated environmental hazards in low-income neighborhoods and communities of color. Connecting black producers with urban neighborhoods addresses systemic food insecurity. Food justice advocate Karen Washington coined the term food apartheid to replace the phrase food desert. The term food desert implies a naturally occurring barren landscape. In contrast, food apartheid explicitly identifies the man-made, racially driven policies that deny neighborhoods access to fresh food while flooding them with processed alternatives. Local black agricultural networks rebuild food sovereignty by delivering fresh produce directly to frontline neighborhoods. The joint initiative between civil rights organizations and environmental advocates marks a major shift in national policy strategy. Historical land dispossession is no longer treated solely as a past civil rights violation. Instead, policy advocates demonstrate that economic repair, land retention, and climate resilience are deeply interconnected goals. Financial payouts through programs like DFAP provide vital liquidity, but sustainable repair requires securing physical control of the land. Ensuring equitable access to federal conservation grants and climate funds protects family farm enterprises across the country. Protecting heirs' property from predatory partition sales secures generational wealth for future producers. As the nation faces accelerating climate disruption, restoring land stewardship to black farmers strengthens local food systems and builds ecological resilience for all communities. Copyright, African Elements.